天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，感谢神的恩典，我们今天又在天路导向节目相遇。我是何晨星。不知道您是否发现，随着我们生活物质的提高，人与人之间的关系反而越来越疏远。今天我们继续一个战士写照的第五集，麦克牧师将和我们分享大卫和约拿丹的故事。安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you joined us again.
欢迎你再次收听这个节目。
Have you noticed today, most people are just concerned with themselves and not others?
你有没有留意到现在大多数人只关心自己而不会关心别人。
Have you noticed more today that genuine friendship seemed to be rare?
你有没有留意到今天很难有真正的友谊。
Have you noticed how loyalties tend to become thin?
你有没有留意到忠诚已变得很脆弱。
Commitment seems to be conditional.
看来许下诺言还要讲条件呢。
Everywhere I travel, I seem to notice that relationships are based on what I can get instead of what I can give.
每一个我去过的地方，都发现人与人的关系往往是建立在我可以得到什么，而不是我可以付出什么。
Materialism seemed to have replaced relationships.
物质主义似乎代替了关系的建立。
And that is why the story of David and Jonathan's friendship and loyalty to one another is truly refreshing and encouraging.
正因如此，大卫和约拿丹的友谊和彼此忠诚相待，确实是清新和有鼓励性的故事。
I want to tell you about a story that has happened a few years ago.
让我告诉你一件几年前发生的事。
For many years, Sir Walter Scott was the leading literary figure in the British Empire.
多年来，韦特·史葛爵士是英国第一流的作家。
It was said of him that no one could write like Sir Walter Scott.
人们说，没有人能及得上韦特·史葛爵士的写作才华。
Then some time later,
过了一段时间之后，
the writings of Lord Byron began to appear in the English press.
拜伦勋爵的文章出现在英国报章上。
The greatness of Lord Byron's work was immediately evident in all who read them.
拜伦卓越的作品立即引起读者的注意。
Soon after that,
不久之后，
an anonymous critic began to praise Byron's work in a London paper.
一位匿名的评论人开始在伦敦的报章上称赞拜伦的作品。
The anonymous critic declared that because of Byron's work of poetic genius,
那位匿名的评论人宣称因为拜伦作诗的奇才，
Scott could no longer be considered the leading poet of England.
史葛不应该再被称为英国首席诗人了。
Sometime later, it was discovered who was the anonymous reviewer.
后来有人发现这位匿名的评论人是谁呢？
It was none other than Sir Walter Scott himself.
原来这是韦特·史葛自己。
Now this kind of rare and magnanimous spirit was evident in Jonathan's life.
现在我们在约拿丹身上看到了这种少有而高尚的情操。
Jonathan was King Saul's eldest son.
约拿丹是扫罗王的长子。
Jonathan was King Saul's heir to the throne.
约拿丹是扫罗王位的继承人。
Jonathan was Israel's future king.
约拿丹是以色列将来的王。
Jonathan was the crown prince.
约拿单是皇太子。
Yet when Jonathan saw God's hand upon David, he submitted to him.
然而当约拿单看见神拣选了大卫，他就甘心情愿地交出王位。
When Jonathan recognized the anointing of God upon David, Jonathan committed himself to him.
当约拿单知道神膏立大卫时，他愿意委身协助大卫。
Jonathan's deep spiritual sensitivity led him to humble himself before God's anointed.
约拿单高度属灵的敏锐触觉让他在神的受膏者前谦卑自己。
Now, for the sake of those who are listening to us tonight for the first time,
假使你今天是第一次收听这个节目，
I want you to know that we are in the midst of a series of messages entitled A Portrait of a Champion.
我们正在讲一个专题系列信息，一位战士的写照。
In an earlier broadcast, we saw the first characteristic of a champion.
在以前的节目里，我们看见一位战士的第一个特质。
It was availability more than ability.
就是乐意侍奉的心比才干更重要。
Now, availability doesn't mean sitting around and doing nothing and say, well, one day I'm going to do something for God.
乐意侍奉的意思并不是整天闲坐着说好吧，将来有一天我会为神做点事的。
But it means that you must be ready to do whatever God has given you to do at a moment of time.
而是随时预备好，当神差遣你时，不论任何事都立刻去做。
Secondly,
第二，
we learned how a champion's faith conquers fear.
我们学习到一个战士如何以信心征服恐惧。
Today we are going to see how God's champion is courageous and not contemptuous.
今天我们要谈到神的战士是勇敢的而非傲慢的。
It would have been easy for this newly proclaimed hero like David to feel superior.
按理说，这位新封的英雄大卫很容易就会有高人一等的感觉。
None of those things happened to David.
但大卫却没有。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because his faith was in God.
因为他的信心来自神。
His trust was in the Lord of hosts.
他的倚靠在于万军之耶和华。
David had the anointing of the Spirit of God.
大卫被神的灵膏立。
God gave him favor in the eyes of Jonathan as well as other people.
神使他得到约拿单和众人的喜爱。
On the other hand,
另一方面，
Saul became mad with jealousy.
嫉妒使扫罗变得疯狂。
He was blinded with jealousy.
嫉妒使他盲目。
He was angered with envy.
嫉妒使他愤怒。
And he wanted to kill David.
他更想杀大卫。
But God raised up people to serve his own purpose in David's life.
然而神在大卫一生中兴起人来成就神自己的计划。
Let us learn this important lesson.
让我们学习一个重要的功课。
The lesson is this.
这功课就是
that the God who calls you to a task will equip you to do the task.
当神呼召你去做一件事情的时候，他会装备你去完成工作。
He will use inconceivable people.
他会用你想不到的人。
And inconceivable events.
你想不到的事。
And inconceivable circumstances.
以及你想不到的环境。
In order to fulfill his purpose in the accomplishment of the task.
来成就他的计划，完成他的工作。
In Genesis 39:21,
在创世纪39章21节里，
It was the Lord who gave Joseph favor in the sight of the prison keeper.
是神使约瑟在私狱的眼前蒙恩。
In Exodus 3:21,
在出埃及记三章二十一节里，
It was God who gave the Israelite favor in the eyes of the Egyptians.
是神叫以色列人在埃及人眼前蒙恩。
In Esther 5:2,
在以斯帖记五章二节里，
It was God who gave Esther favor in the sight of the king.
是神让以斯帖在王眼前蒙恩。
That is why we see that David's courage did not turn into contempt.
大卫的勇敢并没有变为傲慢。
Why?
为什么?
Because he knew that the Lord was his shepherd and therefore he did not want.
因为他知道神是他的牧者,他不致缺乏。
What a contrast this is with the number of people who have committed suicide after experiencing fame and fortune of worldly success.
有许多人曾拥有世上的名与利,而最后却自杀身亡。大卫和他们有多么大的分别呢?
In America and in Europe, we see people, after reaching the height of wealth and success, they commit suicide.
在美国和欧洲,许多人达到财富和成就的高峰后自杀。
After they reach the height of success, life becomes empty and meaningless.
当他们达到成功的巅峰,生命变得空虚,毫无意义。
We hear about movie stars and sports stars and famous writers.
我们听说关于电影明星、体育明星及著名作家等等。
After they achieve all that they wanted to achieve, they become miserable.
当他们得到心中所想的成就后，就变得愁烦。
In 1966,
在1966年
，about a year before he died,
大约在他死前的一年。
A brilliant physicist, Robert Oppenheimer said,
一位卓越的物理学家罗拔·奥本海默说
I am a complete failure.
我是完完全全的失败者。
Just think about it.
你想想看。
This man had been the director of the Los Alamos Project.
这个人曾经是美国洛斯阿拉莫斯计划的主管。
This is the research team that produced the atomic bombs.
是研究制造原子弹的专家。
He served as the head of the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton University.
他是普林斯顿大学先进科技研究院院长。
And yet, looking back on his life, he saw his achievements as meaningless.
然而，当他回顾一生，竟认为自己的成就都毫无意义。
In fact, when people used to ask Oppenheimer about his achievements and his success, he would have said the following.
事实上呢，当人问奥本海默关于他的成就和成功时，他说
All of my achievements leave on the tongue only a taste of ashes.
放我所有的成就在舌头上，就好像尝到一嘴灰一样。
David's success was a meaningful success. Why?
大卫的成就却具重大意义。为什么呢?
Because his success was of the Lord.
因为他的成就是来自神。
Through the Lord.
也是靠主而成的。
And to the glory of the Lord.
并归荣耀给主。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问你一个问题。
What are you doing with God's blessings and success that He's given you?
你如何处理神赐给你的恩典和成就呢?
Do you see them and use them as of the Lord, through the Lord, and to the Lord's glory?
你是否看他们是出于神,靠着神,而且是为了荣耀神而有的呢?
Or do you keep on hoarding and accumulating?
或是将他们不断地收藏起来和积聚起来。
And then say to yourself, one day I'm going to do something for God.
然后对自己说，终有一天我会为神做点事。
One day I will do this and I'll do that.
有一天我会做这做那的。
That day may never come.
但是可能永远都不会有这一天。
It would have been easy for David to get enamored with Prince Jonathan's recognition of his success.
在约拿丹王子承认了他的成就后，大卫应该很容易就沉醉在自满中。
But he didn't.
但是他并没有。
Jonathan took off the robe that was on him, and with his armor he gave them to David.
约拿丹从身上脱下外袍，又将他的战衣和所有兵器都给了大卫。
Do you know what Prince Jonathan was doing when he removed all these things?
约拿丹王子脱下一切的东西有什么意义？你知道吗
he was taking off the insignia of his princely life in the palace.
他是脱下皇宫里王子的尊贵标记。
He was taking off the armor of his professional life as a warrior.
他是脱下他战士生涯的全副盔甲。
He was taking off whatever rights and privileges he had as a prince.
他是脱下一切王子应有的权威和特权。
And he was willingly surrendering them to God's anointed.
而且愿意将一切都献给神的受膏者。
When Jonathan gave David his sword and his bow,
当约拿单将刀和弓给大卫时，
these were the weapons that represented his responsibility as the man who was second only to the king.
这些武器代表着仅次于国王的人的责任。
Not only that,
不单如此，
but Prince Jonathan also gave David his belt.
约拿单王子更将腰带给了大卫。
A belt was the most prized possession of a soldier.
腰带是军人最珍贵的物件。
Belts were only worn by rich warriors.
富有的战士才戴腰带。
For they were often used as pockets for money and treasures.
因为可当作钱袋和锦囊。
So the belt represented Jonathan's wealth.
所以腰带就代表了约拿单的财富。
Please listen carefully.
请留心听着。
It is not what you say about your love for the Lord.
不在乎你如何说你爱主。
It is how willing you are to share everything with him.
而是在乎你如何愿意和主分享你所拥有的东西。
If you don't give back to God from the blessings which he's given you,
你若不将神给你的恩赐归给神使用，
whether small or large, it doesn't matter.
无论大小恩赐，
unless you do that, your testimony will be only words.
你都应该这么做，否则你的见证只是空谈而已。
While David was going to face some tough times down the road,
大卫日后将要面对人生的艰难。
At least for now, he is riding the wave of popularity.
但是目前他仍享有盛名。
Every survey was showing that if David was running for president, he would be elected by at least 90% of the voters.
所有的预测都说，如果当年大卫是竞选总统的话，起码他会赢得九成的选票。
Not only did Prince Jonathan give him all of his allegiance and his loyalty, but David became very popular with the masses as well.
大卫不单得到约拿单王子心悦诚服，更得到群众的拥戴。
Israel was in such low morale at the time,
当时以色列士气非常低落，
that after David killing Goliath, he became a national hero.
大卫杀死哥利亚后，他成了民族英雄。
I can imagine in my mind,
我能够想象到，
how David's picture were printed on every wall and every billboard.
所有的墙壁和广告牌都印上了大卫的肖像。
In a modern day kind of a situation, David T-shirts manufacturers probably couldn't keep up with the demands.
如果在现代，一定有商人大量制造大卫牌运动衣，而且会供不应求。
And then when King Saul sees all this popularity, he gets very jealous.
因此，当扫罗看见大卫受欢迎的程度，就非常嫉妒。
So King Saul keeps David in the palace.
于是扫罗将大卫留在宫中，
so he can keep him under control.
以便于控制他。
And one day when King Saul and David were returning to Gibeon,
有一天当扫罗王和大卫回到基遍，
right after his victory over Goliath,
就在大卫刚战胜哥利亚之后，
a trip which was about 20 kilometers from the valley of Elah where David killed Goliath.
在离开大卫杀死哥利亚的地方以拉谷约二十公里的路程中，
Saul probably thought that when he gets away from the battlefield, that location of victory, people would not know about it. They haven't heard about the news.
扫罗也许在想，他们刚从战场凯旋归来，消息还没传开，百姓应该不知道的。
But To everyone's surprise,
但出乎意外
some women composed a song.
有些妇女做了一首歌
and it became a very popular song.
而且非常流行
People were singing it in the streets.
他们在街上唱着
Every music radio station would have been playing it.
每个电台都在播放这首歌曲
And it went something like this.
这首歌是这样的
Saul has slain his thousands,
扫罗杀死千千
but David his tens of thousands,
大卫杀死万万
In every town that Saul and David would go through, they hear the song.
扫罗和大卫所经过的每一个城镇都听见这首歌曲
In modern day, there would be cassettes probably sold in every town.
在今天，也许到处都可以买到这磁带
How did Saul feel?
扫罗有什么感觉呢?
Oh, let me put it this way.
我不如这么说吧。
It's like having smoke in his eyes.
就好像有烟从他眼里冒出来。
Or like having sand in his teeth.
或者像有泥沙进了他的牙齿里。
It was painful.
痛苦万分。
Well, we're going to leave Saul today sitting in anger as well as fear.
好。我们就讲到扫罗既愤怒又恐惧的呆坐着为止。
The next time we'll meet,
下次我们再见时
we will learn how a champion for God meets this anger.
我会讲神的战士如何去应付王的怒气。
We will learn that a champion who is following the will of God meets such challenge with courage and not contempt.
我们要学习一个遵行神旨意的战士是如何的以勇气而非傲慢来接受挑战。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。之所以大卫能够凭着信心来征服恐惧，是因为大卫的信心来自于神，他的倚靠和帮助都来自于万军之耶和华。而当约拿单知道神高立大卫时，他愿意顺服，谦卑自己，委身协助大卫。这是我们要从约拿单身上学习的宝贵品格。相比之下，扫罗因嫉妒而要击杀大卫，而成为人生的失败者。亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，您可以电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们。感谢您收听《天路导向》节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
是你唯一的孩子，每一 好像世上没有别的祷告，多少不为人知的愁苦，多少不曾掉落的眼泪，我发现你知道，你全都知道。我愿意，我愿意，我愿意从你手中接受每个环境，我愿意，我愿意，我愿意，这是我所需，是与我有意。我愿意，我愿意，我愿意交出自己，心接受每个环境，我愿意，我愿意，我愿意，这是我所需。